to start with, this is a celebration. So we are celebrating a number of successes throughout the world this year with regards to rivers and dam disassemblies. But here in Colorado, we're approaching a major point of conflict, I guess you could say, between an environmentally minded future and an industrial minded future. And all of that is sort of coming to a point over the proposed Moffett expansion project that's being proposed by Denver Water. That's a project that would take place here in Boulder County. If it was allowed to go through, it would be the largest construction project in the history of Boulder County, with no benefit to the county. It would deplete the Fraser River, which is a tributary, a major component of the Upper Colorado River, from its current state of 60% depletion all the way to 85% depletion. So that ecosystem would suffer a major collapse. And this being just one of many projects in front of several others.
You mentioned there maybe an industrial-minded future, but the reality is a lot of this water will go to ever-growing cities and towns and municipalities on the Front Range. So it seems that, once again, the conflict lies in the fact that the vast majority of the population in Colorado is on the Front Range, and the water, the natural resources, are on the Western Slope. And so that dynamic is creating this conflict. So when you say industrial, is it also the domestic use, pulling water right out of the basin so that water won't even go back into the basin? Gary Wachner.
Yeah, the vast majority of water in the state of Colorado is used by farms. And so that's something very important to keep in mind. In fact, there's a lot of water on the Front Range. 85% of it goes to grow crops. A lot of those crops are corn and hay that feed cattle, and the cattle get slaughtered and shipped all over the planet. So it is a kind of agricultural industrial future too, where a lot of our water goes. So our organization opposes new dams and diversions out of the Colorado River and its ecosystem, and we instead would like to see alternatives move forward. And this particular project promoted by Denver Water, instead of taking more water out of the Fraser and Colorado River and build this larger massive dam west of Boulder, we'd like to see them focus on conservation and efficiency, on water recycling, on better growth management, and on sharing water with farmers. The sharing water with farmers is really the big kahuna. If there's a path forward in the state of Colorado, it has to involve sharing water with farmers, because that's where the vast majority of all the water goes.
So how would that work, particularly in the current mindset where it's so zero sum? I either have it or I don't have it. So how would this sharing happen?
Well, right now, when most cities need water, they literally go out and buy it from farmers. And so that's one way to get water. Instead, we'd like to see sort of water sharing agreements so that farmers could stay in business and the cities could get the water if they choose to need that. And those would involve what's called rotational fallowing agreements, where farmers would agree to farm some years and not in others. Big what's called super ditch concepts, and just ways so that cities can get water in dry years and